The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome in to Wilson-Rozier Park here in Farmington, Missouri, as we've got a great afternoon of baseball coming your way here on KREI. Farmington Wood Bat Tournament, and in the first game here this afternoon, it'll be the Farmington Knights taking on the Winfield Warriors. I'm Brandon Pavlina, and I'm glad to have you alongside here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Want to remind you that Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington, Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. The Warriors of Winfield come in with a record of 6-8. The Farmington Knights 6-12. Had a chance to catch up with the Farmington Knights head coach Scott Hibbetts prior to the game. We'll bring you that interview here next.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
Time for another Spring Kachin keyword. Alpha Media is giving away $1,000 each weekday through today. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword fitness. Once again, the keyword is fitness. This is a nationwide contest open to U.S. residents 18 years or older.
Brandon Pavlina back here on Regional Radio talking with the head coach of the Farmington boys baseball team, Scott Hibbetts. Coach, we've got the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament on tap here today. Should be a lot of fun. Got some beautiful weather, but obviously the Wood Bats, it's going to change things a little bit. I know I talked to you yesterday, though, and you said nothing's going to change for your game plan. You trust your guys with the Wood Bat.
No, it's nothing's going to change in watching this first game right now where the ball's flying. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. We always look forward to it. Thank goodness the weather's cooperated and we're able to at least get a couple games in today.
Yeah, right. Finally. I mean, it's been raining like crazy. But, yeah, as you said, man, I've seen a couple of guys square up a ball and driving them out pretty deep. And so starting pitcher today, Tibbetts. Give me the name one more time.
It's Owen Tripp.
Owen Tripp. Yeah. And so Owen, obviously, he's got going to be out there getting the ball at the start. What are you expecting to see from him today?
Well, Owen's been around the plate all year, so he's a fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher, and he's got to hit his spots just like all our pitchers do. And, you probably, with the wood bat in your hand, you can probably try to go inside a little more than maybe you would normally. But like I said, we got a size up, heads up. We got a little foul ball coming at us. We'll just size up our opponents and see. I mean, it's a very competitive first game we're watching right now, so it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, and obviously not super familiar with your opponent coming in here today, but a lot of talent with these teams. So just what are you telling your guys going into these as far as just not being familiar with the team but wanting to play hard and just, battle through?
You got
to
play hard and just make the routine plays and do what you're supposed to do. It's a game of baseball. Doesn't matter who rolls out there and what the record is. You got to be ready to play. So we've got to be ready to go tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to watching you guys go to work out there today on this beautiful afternoon, man. Coach Hibbetts, good luck out there this afternoon.
All right, thank you and welcome.
Welcome back to Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina as we've got the Farmington Knights taking on the Winfield Warriors here this afternoon in the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. That's going to conclude the Fleegs Equipment pregame show as the Farmington Knights have taken the field and we're just a few moments away from baseball here this afternoon. And so let's take a quick look at the Farmington starting lineup defensively. As behind the plate, it's Chad Sylvie. At first base, it's Jason Mattingly. At second base, Hunter Pierce. Shortstop is Grant Higginbotham. At third base, Tyler Hampton. And then from left to right field, it's Zach Grimes, Noah Blue, and Riley Riesinger. As on the mound, it will be Owen Tripp who gets the start. The left-handed hurler will be looking to keep the Winfield players at bay throughout the course of the game. And We'll take a quick look at the Winfield starting lineup. Of course, both starting lineups brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. The Winfield Warriors will still go to the plate like this. Cody Kyman will lead off, followed by Ian Pruitt. Jacob Rolfes is third. And then it's Colin Sutton, Lane Weber, Brandon Hazer, Michael Kinney, Lane Moody, and Elliot Stetson to round it out. As I mentioned right off the top, Farmington comes into this one 6-12 on the year. Winfield 6-8. And so an evenly matched up, evenly matched game here this afternoon. And the Woodbats sure to play a factor as the first pitch is high, and that's the New Era Bank first pitch. As it's brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. As the leadoff batter of the game, Cody Kyman will fly out to right field. As strolling over is Riesinger as he makes the grab for out number one. And so right away, one quick out for the starting pitcher today for Farmington, Owen Tripp. And that will bring to the plate Ian Pruitt, a right-handed hitter against the lefty Tripp. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike on the outside half, and it's 0-1. Beautiful day for afternoon. What is that? As the next pitch, curveball just misses the bottom of the zone, and that'll even the count now at 1-1, but a beautiful day for baseball as Tripp kicks and fires. 1-1 off the end of the bat, high and foul off to the right side and out of play. But the Doe Run Company provides your weather updates here, and the Doe Run Company also provides the minerals and metals we need to power our future. 68 degrees and sunshine as far as the eye can see here in Farmington. 1-2 is high and outside, and it's laid off as a little slider didn't quite come back to the outside half. Count evens now at 2-2 with one away and the bases empty. Tripp winds. Here's the 2-2. Curveball in the dirt, knocked down, and it'll run the count now full to 3-2. A good job by the second hitter, Ian Pruitt, to lay off one in the dirt. Right-handed hitter. Full count pitch, fouled back to the screen. And here at Rozier Park, very deep backstop, so runners on base. These catchers, Kyman and Sylvie, will be tasked with keeping those balls in front of them throughout the course of this game, because anything back to the backstop could be one base, maybe even two. As the 3-2 pitch stays low, and that's ball four. Didn't miss by much. And Ian Pruitt will draw a walk, and he'll be on at first with one away. And that'll bring up Jacob Rolfes for his first at-bat here this afternoon. He'll be the counterpart of Tripp in the pitcher's mound for the Warriors here this afternoon. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Rolfes is inside and laid off. It's 1-0. Can't really have asked for a much better day after we've had some rain here in the forecast over the last several days. Finally, it's one of the most beautiful days you could have possibly asked for, as the next pitch, fastball, runs in there and catches the outside corner. 1-1 now with one away. The lefty Tripp comes set on the mound, looks back at the runner Pruitt at first, and delivers. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Tripp has a good assortment of pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup, even a little slide action on some of his pitches. As he toes the rubber, peering in, the 1-2 is on its way, laid off and high for a ball. Tripp on the year does hold an 0-2 record, but he has still done well at times over the course of the season, over 18 innings of work. 2-2 off the end of the bat to the right side and foul. Keeps the count put at 2-2. A 5.83 ERA. But on a day like today with the Wood Bats, a chance to perhaps lower that ERA a little bit, with maybe offense going to be at a premium. Pickoff move to first, and the runner Pruitt's able to slide back in safely. It's 335 right down the line and right. 370 to dead center. Next pitch is fouled back and away over the large grandstand back here behind home plate. So 335 to right, 370 to dead center. 325 straight down the line in left in both gaps, 350. So a pretty big field here. As the next pitch, curveball, but Rolf is able to stay alive and foul it away. Is a lot of pitches here in the first inning for Tripp. He peers in, 2-2. Pruitt gets his lead off of first. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. As a little bit of a changeup there for Rolfus. Rolfus couldn't quite stay back, and that's the first punch out of the afternoon for Owen Tripp. And with two away now, that'll bring to the plate the cleanup hitter. And it'll be Colin Sutton, I believe. Indeed, it is. And so with a runner on at first in the form of Ian Pruitt, here's Sutton, first pitch, check swing, and they'll say a full swing, and so it's 0-1. Sutton leads the team with a .400 batting average coming into today with 11 runs scored and 17 RBIs, 6 doubles, and 2 home runs. Pickoff move to first, Pruitt back in easily, though. Pruitt comes set and delivers. 0-1 is hammered to the gap in right center field, and that is going to get out to the wall on a couple of hops. Able to get there finally is Blue, but Pruitt rounds third, and he'll score standing up as that's the first tally of the ball game as the Winfield Warriors jump on the board right away on an RBI double from Colin Sutton. Boy, he hammered that ball into right center field, and it just kept on going. Went out there, did a little walking around the outfield grass to see the length of the grass, and it's certainly thick. The ball will not roll very far out there, but, boy, with how hard Sutton hit that pitch, it hit the grass out in the corner and got all the way out to the wall. So it's a 1-0 lead for Winfield as now Tripp will go to work against Lane Weber. And the first pitch to Weber is low and taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. So Pruitt able to score all the way from first on an RBI double. And you could hear that one, the sound of the bat. Just that ball exploded off the bat as the next pitch is fouled back and away. And that'll even the count now at 1-1. As Pruitt with a runner on that second, count is 1-1. Delivers, and that one low and knocked down. And that'll keep us at 2-1. Good job there by Sylvie behind the dish to keep that in front. As I mentioned, very deep backstop here. 2-1 on its way. This one is lifted at a shallow left. Drifting out for it is Higginbotham, and he'll pull it in for out number 3. A pop out to the shortstop concludes inning number 1, but Winfield strikes for a run on an RBI double from Colin Sutton. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
It's in a Toyota. Turn up your style in the Toyota Corolla hatchback with a sleek exterior and a sporty interior. The Toyota Corolla hatchback is the epitome of style. Turn up your fun in the Toyota Camry. Blast your favorite beats in the Toyota Camry with Apple CarPlay Standard. Turn up your comfort in the Toyota Highlander. With up to 8 available seats, you can seat the entire family with space to spare. Turn up your traction in the Toyota RAV4. Thanks to available all-wheel drive, when the pavement ends, your journey begins. Turn up your adrenaline in the Toyota Tacoma. Head out on the trail and take on the outdoors in the exciting and robust Tacoma. This spring, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Apps and services subject to change at any time without notice. Data charges may apply. Apple CarPlay functionality requires a compatible iPhone tethered with an approved data cable into the USB media port. Apple CarPlay is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Welcome back to Roser Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. The Winfield Warriors have jumped out to a 1-0 lead over the Farmington Knights after the top of the first, and so the Knights will come to bat trailing by 1, but here's how they will send their hitters to the plate. And the starting lineup brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Zach Grimes to lead it off, followed by Hunter Pierce, then Cole Cale Kraus, the DH. Chad Silvey bats fourth. Jason Mattingly fifth. Noah Blue is sixth. Then it's Owen Tripp, Tyler Hampton, and Grant Higginbotham to round out the batting order. And defensively for the Warriors, they will align like this. Behind the dish, it's Cody Kyman. At first, it's Brandon Hazer. At second, Lane Moody. At shortstop, it's Ian Pruitt. Third base, Brandon Altman. And from left to right field, it's Elliot Stetson, Lane Weber, and Michael Kinney. As the first pitch to Zach Grimes is in there for a called strike. And the starting pitcher here this afternoon is actually Grimes. Drops down a bunt. Tough play for the third baseman, Altman, but he is able to throw it on to first in time. So the bunt for hit attempt does not pan out. And that'll be a ground out to the third baseman for out number one. Right idea, but Altman was all over it as he was charging in quickly to make the play. And the starting pitcher here tonight for Winfield, the man in the circle is, or on the mound rather, not in the circle, is Jacob Rolfes, as he'll deliver a called strike to the next batter, and it's 0-1, Hunter Pierce. Righty-righty matchup between these two as Wolfes winds and delivers. That one inside and laid off. And Rolfes, 15 and two-thirds innings on the season. He's done well as a starter in out of the pen, as that one will catch a little bit of the outside corner, but it's laid off, and it's taken for a ball. So actually, no catch of the corner. 2-1 now as Rolfes delivers. High fastball laid off, and that'll run the count now to 3-1. Rolfes into his motion. Here's the 3-1. That one right down Broadway. Called a strike, but a take there from Hunter Pierce. And now the count runs full, 3-2. Rolfes into his motion. Here's the full count. Pitch. And it's hit hard to short, but right there, Pruitt. Throw across the diamond, and a reach by the first baseman, Hazer. And he is able to keep his foot on the bag, and the throw is in time, so it's a ground out to the shortstop. And there's two quick outs for the Farmington Knights. So on one side, you got Owen Tripp. On the other side, you've got Jacob Rolfes. And that's the pitching matchup here this afternoon, which is brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank as the first pitch to the three-hitter, Cale Kraus. He lays off, and it's 1-0. As Rolfes into his motion, 1-0 on its way. That one is a fastball that stays up and outside, and it's laid off. 2-0 the count now. Just a beautiful afternoon for baseball here. Winfield on top, 1-0 here in the first inning. Another high fastball laid off, and it'll be now 3-0. And so Rolfes here over the last two hitters, putting up three balls on both hitters and a lot of pitches for him in the inning, but sent down the first two hitters. See if he could find the zone here. 3-0. Low, and it gets back to the backstop. And so Kraus is going to sprint on to first, but no harm, no foul, as Kyman is able to get there quickly and pounce on the ball to the backstop. And so with that now, that'll put a runner on at first. It'll be Cale Kraus, the first base runner for the Knights, as he'll be on with two away, and that'll bring up Chad Silvey for his first plate appearance here this afternoon, doing the catching duties here. Almost an identical scenario for the Winfield Warriors, as they drew a walk with one out, and then it was a two-out double into the gap by Colin Sutton that drove home the first run, and so we'll see if perhaps Chad Silvey can find a gap and give Kraus a chance to score all the way from first as well. Count is 1-0. Kraus off of first, and now a pickoff move will send him back in sliding safely. As Rolfes gets back on the rubber, long look in, he'll peek back over at the runner Kraus, as the next one just a bit outside on a fastball. Boy, that one looked good from here. My vantage point is right behind home plate. Looked like it may have caught the corner there, but instead it's Oh, I guess it is a called strike. The scoreboard says 1-1. I'll have to wait a moment to see and confirm that. Runner goes, and this one is hammered to right center field. Going back is Kinney, and he makes the catch deep in the alley for out number three. So a charge was put into that one by Chad Silvey, but able to track it down was Kinney for the third out. And so that'll conclude the first inning, and Winfield leads 1-0. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back to Wilson-Roser Park. Brandon Pavlina here with you on a beautiful afternoon from Farmington, Missouri. I almost said Farmington, Indiana. I'm an Indiana boy at heart. Sometimes I forget that we're in a beautiful Missouri. But it's a beautiful day, and Winfield leads the Farmington Knights 1-0 here in the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. Game one for the Knights. Owen Tripp back out on the mound for his second inning of work, and it'll be Hazer, Kinney, and Moody to the plate for Winfield here in the frame. As leading off, the left-handed hitting Brandon Hazer. First pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Good fastball there from Tripp to jump ahead. And Tripp had a strong first inning, did get a strikeout, but ended up giving up the RBI double in the gap to a very good hitter. And now a half-hearted swing attempt there from Hazer, and he came up empty on a beautiful changeup. May have even been a curveball, but certainly fooled Hazer. 0-2 on its way. Called strike three. Fastball paints the black on the outside, and that'll be the first strikeout looking of the day registered for Tripp. And so now with one away, that'll bring to the plate Michael Kinney, the right fielder for Winfield. With the bases empty. Left-handed hitter here again, so back-to-back lefties in the back half of the batting order. Tripp, the left-handed pitcher, and he'll get a swing and a miss as Kinney was way out in front of a big bender. Boy, that curveball has been sharp here in this inning. 0-1 from Tripp. Hit high, and that one is drifting toward the foul line, and it'll land foul as Grimes was on his horse, and hat went flying. The hair was flowing in the air as he was trying to track that one down, but just not quite enough speed to get there as it eluded his grasp by just a couple of feet. So the count now 0-2, and we'll see. I would bet Tripp is going to go back to something off speed, try to break it off here because he has snapped off a couple of really filthy curveballs here over the last couple of pitches. 0-2, fastball stays up, and it's laid off, and it's 1-2. He's got some nice giddy up on that fastball too. Tripp really looking sharp here today. Just the one hit so far. 1-2, that one's laid off and high, and it'll even the count now at 2-2. Kinney back in. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So back-to-back punch outs for Owen Tripp. And he's now got three in the game. And that'll bring up the eight hitter, Lane Moody. Right-handed hitter is Moody, carrying a 200 batting average on the year, sitting right at the Mendoza line. First pitch in there for a called strike. Good fastball catches the corner on the outside half, and it's 0-1. as Tripp kicks and fires. This one's fouled back to the screen. And that'll make it 0-2. So Tripp, a chance here in the frame to strike out the side if you can get a swing and a miss here to Lane Moody. Tripp winds. Here's the 0-2. Fastball high and outside, and it's wisely laid off by Lane Moody. So it's 1-2. Tripp delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three as there's that big breaking curveball, and Moody had no chance of making contact with that one. And so, indeed, Owen Tripp will strike out the side here in the top of the second and send us right on into the bottom of the second as Farmington looks to even things up. They trail 1-0 to Winfield. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ted at the YMCA. The Jefferson County YMCA invites you to join us for our annual Veterans Barbecue on Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. With food, music, activities for children, and more, there's something for everyone. Proceeds will support our veterans program. The veterans program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. For more information, please contact the Jefferson County Y at 636-931-9622.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back to Wilson-Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina, glad to have you alongside here this afternoon on KREI, bringing you some high school baseball from the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. It's Farmington and Winfield here this afternoon, and Winfield with a 1-0 lead as we enter the bottom of the second inning. As the first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Jason Mattingly, curveball catches the zone, 0-1, 5-6-7 to the plate. As Rolfes will deliver, and that one's fouled back and away. And that'll make it 0-2. So it'll be Mattingly followed by Blue, and Tripp will be bat third in the frame. Rolfes put up a zero in the first inning, no hits, just one walk. Next pitch, curveball, and a half-hearted swing, to say the least, as Jason Mattingly was fooled badly there, and hard to blame him. That was a nasty curveball. Both of these guys, Tripp and Rolfes here early on, showing off that filthy curveball, and with these wood bats, a little heavier lumber to be swinging around. Guys getting a little bit going early, and the bat just kind of commits with it as the next hitter, Noah Blue, will look at one that misses the outside half on the first pitch. It's 1-0. First strikeout there for Rolfes. Next one, a bouncer caught by Kyman behind the dish. But no matter, with the bases empty, so it's 2-0 with one away. Rolfes kicks. Here's the 2-0. And that one catches the outside half. Just might have nicked the corner on a good fastball there. Great location. Now it's 2-1. Rolfes into his motion. Here's the pitch. Another fastball. That one on the outside half, but that one does miss the corner. And so now a great hitter's count for the sixth hitter, Noah Blue. 3-1 is on its way. And it's drilled to left field. And ranging over is Stetson, but he won't get to it. It's down for a base hit, as Noah Blue will have the first hit of the game for Farmington, as he'll be on with one away. Nice piece of hitting there, able to get out in front on a fastball and just punch it into left field. Not hit all that hard, but hard enough to get right into the middle of left field out there toward the foul line, and Stetson was ranging over but couldn't get there in enough time. And so with that runner on first, one away, and striding in Owen Tripp, left-handed hitter against the righty Rolfes with a runner on first. Here's the first pitch. This one is hit high into center field, ranging over Weber. He'll put the glove up and pull it in for out number two. So Tripp, one pitch, one out, and now there's two away. as that'll bring up the eight hitter, Tyler Hampton, as he'll dig in. Hampton playing third base here this afternoon. Right-handed hitter against the righty, Rolfes. Long look in. Now Rolfes comes set. First pitch, runner goes, and the pitch is not held onto behind the plate by Kyman, is popped in and out of his glove, and that allows the runner, Blue, to reach second base safely. He'll have a stolen base. And so now runners in scoring position with two outs. And this is going to be a big at-bat now for Tyler Hampton to try to come through. And he hits one hard to left, but it's pulled in by Stetson for out number three. And so Hampton put good wood on that one, but just could not quite drive it well enough to get it over the head of Stetson. And so the side is retired, but the Knights get their first hit. And so they trail still 1-0 as we head to the third. We'll be back here on KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Welcome back here to Wilson-Rosier Park. Brandon Pavlina, as we enter the top of the third inning with Winfield still leading 1-0 over Farmington, and the leadoff hitter of the inning will hit a ground ball, Stetson to shortstop, and it's fielded by Higginbotham across the diamond. The throw goes, and it's in time, so quickly one away as Stetson goes after the first pitch he sees, and he grounds it to the shortstop. It's an easy play for Higginbotham. As the lineup turns over now, as the top of the lineup will come to the plate, it'll be Cody Kyman to the dish with one away. Carries an impressive .341 batting average coming into today. As the first pitch is a curveball swung on and missed, as Kyman was way out in front of that one. But a beautiful pitch, man. These curveballs from these two guys here this afternoon. Been a lot of fun to watch here through two innings. And a fastball is drilled back up the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit as Pierce was ranging over and almost was able to get his glove to that one as it was a sinking line drive just out past his outstretched glove. But it's a base hit, and so the leadoff hitter today for the Warriors on at first. Second hit of the day for Winfield, and with one away, that'll bring up Ian Pruitt, who drew a walk in his first plate appearance and then came around to score on the RBI double by Colin Sutton. Pruitt, a right-handed hitter against the lefty Tripp, and a lot of times players a lot more comfortable hitting that opposite-handed pitcher. Pruitt hitting .340 on the year, and a pickoff move sends Kyman back in safely. Kyman does have four stolen bases on the year, so he can run. But with the lefty on the mound, we'll see if they think about putting him in motion. As Tripp delivers, and it's a hard hit ball past the diving third baseman Hampton and into left field. So that's a base hit for Ian Pruitt, and now back-to-back singles puts two runners on with only one out, and 3-4-5 are due up. And this is going to be a big batter to get right here. It'll be Jacob Rolfes as he struck out swinging his first time around. But looming on deck, Colin Sutton, the big power bat in the lineup for this Winfield team. First pitch is low and it's laid off, 1-0. Rolfes doing the pitching duties today for the Warriors and doing it well so far. Two shutout innings so far to his credit. Carries a .317 batting average coming into today. 1-0 pitch just off the outside half, and that'll make the count now 2-0, so a great hitter's count here, and this is becoming a dangerous situation for Tripp and the Knights as two runners on, three hitter up, 2-0 count. Tripp comes set, looks back at second. He kicks and delivers. A bunt attempt, and it's a beauty right down the third base line. The third baseman, Hampton, went to go cover the third base bag as both runners were going on the bunt attempt, and it just kept on rolling right up the third base line in the grass, and nobody could get to it. It's an infield single on a perfectly placed bunt. And so now the bases are loaded, and that brings up the ever-dangerous Colin Sutton. And this is a dangerous spot for the Knights. Infield is in with one away, and the base is loaded. Sutton drove a ball deep into the right center field gap. If he can do that again, he may clear the bases. And now timeout called at home plate by Sutton as he'll collect himself momentarily before the first pitch of the at-bat. Runner on third is Kyman. At second, it's Pruitt. At first, Rolfes. Here's the first pitch, and it's a called strike on the outside half. Good fastball there by Tripp to jump ahead as he was able to just drill the outside half of the plate. Count is 0-1. Sutton back in. Left-handed Tripp against the righty Sutton. The next pitch is low, and it's laid off, and that'll run the count even now to 1-1. As I mentioned earlier, Sutton hitting .400 on the year coming into today. Long look in from Tripp. A big aggressive lead by the runner at second with nobody holding him on. And now a broken bat hit back up the middle. No play at home. The throw goes to first, and it's in time. And so a run will score on the play, but they do get the out at first. So on a wild play, a broken bat hit back up the middle. Tripp had to lean out of the way to avoid the shrapnel, but it was Higginbotham who was able to get to it through a strike to first. And so the out is recorded, but a run scores, and it's now 2-0 here in favor of Winfield. As Tripp looks in, runner still on at second and third, so still a dangerous spot here. As the first pitch is a curveball in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Beauty just caught the outside corner there, and that froze the hitter Weber. Tripp comes set. Here's the 0-1. Hit high into center. Right there for it is Blue. He puts the glove up, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So the Winfield Warriors strike again as they push across a run on a ground-out RBI. And so they lead 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. Back in a moment on KREI.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back here to Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI. Farmington trails 2-0 here as we enter the bottom of the third inning. But still a great chance for them to come back here. Offense at a premium on a day like today, though, in the Woodbat Tournament. From Rozier Park in Farmington, Missouri. 68 degrees and sunshine as far as the eye could see this afternoon. And that's a Doe Run Company weather update. Doe Run Company provides the materials and minerals that we need to power our future as the first batter of the inning Grant Higginbotham will lift one high into center field. Weber ranges over and pulls it in for out number one. And so quickly one away here, and the lineup will turn over as that'll bring up Zach Grimes for his second at-bat here today. Tried to drop down a bunt to lead off the game for Farmington. And it was a well-placed bunt, but it was a great reaction by Altman at third base to come in, charge, and make the play. As the first pitch to Grimes is laid off, and it's a 1-0. Grimes hitting .356 entering today. So at the top of the lineup, certainly one of the premier hitters on this Farmington roster. 1-0 is a changeup look like that drops out of the zone, and it's laid off. So it's 2-0 now. Good hitter's count for Zach Grimes. As Rolfus kicks and fires, that fastball is in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1 now. Back here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. 2-1 is hammered to left field, but not a lot of carry on it as Stetson ranges in and pulls it in for out number two. So Farmington has squared up quite a few balls here so far today, but the ball just really not carrying the way they would like to. So maybe just need to find a little bit more of the barrel on the bat here with these wood bats, or perhaps try to line something as opposed to getting underneath it. As with two away now, Rolfus will deliver to the two-hitter Hunter Pierce, and he'll foul one off of his front foot, and that'll make it 0-1. A reminder that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Fleeg's Equipment and New Era Bank. As Pierce is back in, 0-1 is on its way, and it's hammered to left center field, and that is going to get out to the wall as it one hops the warning track, and Pierce is flying around the bases. He'll pull into second with the stand-up double, as that's the first extra base hit of the day for the Knights, second hit of the day for the Knights overall. And they've got a runner in scoring position now with two outs. And that'll bring up the three-hitter, Cale Kraus. And this is the right man to have at the plate in this situation. Another premier hitter in this lineup, .343, his batting average coming into today. Right-handed hitter against the righty Rolfus, with Pierce now standing out at second base. Winfield leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. As a curveball on the first pitch is laid off on the outside half, and it's 1-0. Chad Sylvie waits on deck, but Kraus will have to reach base to allow him a chance to swing it in this inning. As Rolfus comes set. And now a pickoff move to second, and almost an overthrow as Moody was able to reach up and pull that one in. But Rolf has almost launched that one into center field, and boy, that would have been a precarious moment to have that happen with, depending on where it went, that may have even allowed Pierce to score, but no harm done. 1-0 is on its way, and it just catches the outside half, and that evens the count at 1-1. Winfield didn't win their first game this afternoon, 4-3. The 1-1, curveball, beautiful execution there. I was almost at a loss for words on that one. And that one snapped through the zone and caught the outside half. It's now 1-2. Rolfus trying to get his second punch out. Curveball, hit well to left, but also well foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. And I was talking with the head coach of Farmington, Scott Hibbets, yesterday. He said two out hits have really just been their Achilles heel. They've struggled to execute in these situations. And a ground ball foul at the third baseline, knocked down by Altman over there at third. So stay put at 1-2 with two away and a runner on second. Farmington trailing 2-0. But yeah, Hibbett's saying that really they just have not been able to get those two out hits that they have needed. Here's another example of a chance for them right here. As Kraus digs in, here's the pitch. Slider off the outside half, laid off, and so now it's even at 2-2. Brother of Noah Blue walking out in front of me. He's got his brother on the front of his shirt. It was absolutely awesome. Love that. as the next pitch, a bouncer laid off, and it's now full 3-2. I'd love to have my brother at my games when I was younger, wearing my shirt on his, or my face on his shirt. And a curveball called strike three as, boy, that one locked up Krause, and it was a bit high, but it was called a strike, and so it's a strikeout looking, and that's the second punch out now for Rolfes as he will continue to keep the Farmington Knights off the scoreboard. Still 2-0 as we finish the third. We head to the fourth up next on KREI.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Missouri's Parkland, a great place to visit or live. We're the voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI Farmington, Park Hills, Mine, Lamont.
Welcome back to Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina here. It's 2-0 as we start the fourth, and it'll be 6-7-8. Hazer, Kinney, and Moody to the plate in the inning for Winfield as they lead 2-0. And it's a hard hit ball to second base right there for it. Pierce, throw on to Mattingly at first, is in time, so a quick first out. Want to remind you that you can listen to this and all of our games online at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. It'll be Michael Kinney to the plate as he'll look at one that misses low on the first pitch. It's 1-0. Left-handed hitter against the lefty Trip back out there for his fourth inning of work. And this one is flared left and foul up the left field line. Evens things at 1-1. Kinney struck out swinging his first time around. This was a good part of the lineup for Trip as he struck out Hazer, Kinney, and Moody last time through. That was the second inning when he struck out the side. Has not had a strikeout since, as the next pitch misses low, and it's now 2-1. That fastball just could not quite rise back up enough. As Tripp kicks and fires, a curveball, and it's flared into left field, but coming on and making the grab is Grimes, as that was a sinking fly ball, but Grimes was able to react quickly and got there and plenty of time to make the catch for the second out. Let's do a quick uniform check brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. Farmington rocking their home black uniforms today with Farmington in gold across their chest, the gold striping on the sleeves, white pants with a black stripe on the side, white hat with a black cap as the Winfield Warriors don their road grays. Red hats with the gray tops, gray bottoms, red striping on both of those, and red lettering and numbers across the front and back of the jerseys. And that's, once again, a uniform check here by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. First pitch missed, second pitch fouled to the batter Lane Moody as it's 1-1. As Tripp delivers, and that one is in there for a called strike on the outside half, and it's 1-2. Good fastball there. Tripp is really done well with that fastball here today. He's had some really nice stuff so far this afternoon. Just a couple of pitches have given up some damage. And the second time, when it was Sutton yet again, a ground ball, he got the play he needed. It just kind of didn't quite work out exactly how they wanted, with the play not being made at home. Last pitch fouled. Count is 1-2. Curveball swung on and missed. As that big breaker, it's a swinging strikeout from Lane Moody. His second swinging strikeout of the day. And now it's 5 punch-outs on the afternoon for Owen Tripp as we head to the bottom of the fourth with the Farmington Knights trying to get on the board. They trail 2-0. We'll be right back on KREI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
To Wilson Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina here with you on KREI. We've got the Farmington Knights baseball team taking on the Winfield Warriors in the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. Farmington trails, though, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Winfield leads 2-0. Farmington up to the plate, though. It'll be 4-5-6. Sylvie Mattingly in blue to the plate here in the inning with Rolfus still out there on the mound, pitching a shutout here so far and really looking sharp throughout the course of this ballgame. First pitch, curveball, misses the outside half, and it's 1-0. Chad Sylvie flew out to right field in his first plate appearance. Right-handed hitter against the righty Rolfus. Here's the 1-0. This one's hit hard but foul up the left field line, and that'll even the count at 1-1. Reminder that baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Coles Tractor and Equipment, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, and the UPS store in Festus. 1-1 is a slider that catches the outside half, and it's in there, and it's 1-2 to the leadoff hitter of the inning, Chad Sylvie, trying to get it on base to set the table for the inning here as Farmington tries to string together some offense. Next pitch is fouled off to the right side and back out of play, and we'll do it again. 1-2 on a beautiful afternoon here from Wilson Rozier Park in Farmington, Missouri. Rolfus kicks. Here's the 1-2. And it's lifted into shallow center. Coming on and making the grab is Weber, as he was able to range in on a softly hit fly ball to center field. Make the catch for the first out of the inning. And so with one away and the bases empty, that'll bring up Jason Mattingly for his second at-bat. Struck out swinging his first time through. Carries a .245 batting average coming into the game today. First pitch is a bouncer laid off, and it's 1-0. Mattingly back in, righty against righty. 1-0 is on its way. Bouncer laid off. 2-0 the count now. Boy, Rolfus just really, throughout this game, done well to keep hitters off balance at the plate using his off-speed pitches effectively, but really he's just been sharp. He only allowed one walk so far. Only 2 base hits. Next pitch does miss, though, and now it's 3-0. Let's not give the good old announcer jinx just yet. Rolfus has really been dealing out there so far. 3-0 as Rolfus kicks and fires. That one misses, and of course, the announcer jinx, just as I go ahead and say only one walk so far, the second one is surrendered. And so a runner will be on at first in the form of Jason Mattingly, and that'll bring up Noah Blue for his second plate appearance. He singled and then stole second base his last time around, but was stranded there. He was not able to come around to score. As the first pitch is a high fastball laid off, the catcher Kyman picks back to first, but sliding back in easily is Mattingly. So that's five straight balls, and if you're at the dish, you're taking until you get a strike. We'll see if that is the approach here. 1-0. Indeed it is, and that's the right thing to do. It's taken for a called strike right down the middle. Count now 1-1, and look, that's just what you have to do. A guy can't find the zone. You take a pitch until you get a strike. 1-1 now. Blue back in, the right-handed hitter. Curveball misses the outside half, and it's 2-1. Mattingly drew a one-out walk. It's just the fourth base runner here throughout the game. They've been spread out, just one runner in each inning. Next pitch misses, and it's now 3-1. And so after a one-out walk, Rolfes needs to try to find the zone here to avoid giving up back-to-back one-out walks. Put himself in a precarious spot. 3-1 is hit into left center field, and that is down for a base hit into the gap. And it rolls all the way out to the wall. Mattingly hustling around second. He'll get to third. Not quite enough speed for the first baseman Mattingly to reach all the way around to first, from first to home, but he gets from first to third. And it's a double for Noah Blue, as that puts runners now at second and third with only one out. And it'll be up to Owen Tripp to try to help his own cause here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So a walk and a double with two out, or with one out, has runners and two runners in scoring position with one away. And it'll be the left-handed hitting Owen Tripp, the infield, playing at regular depth, except the corners are even with the bases. First pitch, Tripp thought about a bunt, but he'll take, and it's going to be in there for a called strike as that one caught the bottom of the zone. We'll see if Tripp thinks about the bunt again or if he's swinging here on 0-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball, bouncer back to the backstop, and that is going to allow Mattingly to score easily. And so it's a wild pitch, and it'll bring home the first run of the game for Farmington, as it's now 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. So that moves the runner up safely to third. And now Farmington with a chance here to tie the game if Tripp can make some contact. Infield now pulled in. 1-1 pitch, bouncer knocked down. And it'll be 2-1 now. So just a terrific outing so far from Rolfes. And then here in the fourth, it was a walk with one out and a double and a wild pitch. And now a chance of relinquishing the lead as the next pitch looked like an attempted breaking ball, but it stayed up. And so now it's 3-1 to the seven hitter in the Farmington lineup, Owen Tripp. Flew out to center last time. They would take that again. So that would likely drive home the run on a sac fly. 3-1. Rolfes kicks and fires. This one's hit hard, and it's down into the right field corner for a base hit. Rounding first and heading for second. And now Tripp will pull into second base with an RBI double as Noah Blue scores standing up. And it's now tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. How about that? A great piece of hitting by Owen Tripp as he ripped that ball right down the right field line. And an RBI double will now tie the game. And the Knights are still in business here with a runner out and scoring position at second base and only one out. Next pitch in the dirt. Knocked down. Runner tries to get to third. And indeed, Owen Tripp will make it to third as the throw was low. Altman tried to dig it out, but the sliding Tripp kicked the ball away. And as a result, Tripp it safely into third base. And so with that now, runner just 90 feet away from scoring as Farmington with a chance to take the lead. How about that? A walk and back-to-back doubles. A 1-0, and thought about a bunt, did Hampton, but he'll pull it back and take a called strike as the count evens at 1-1. Infield pulled in again at the edge of the grass. Hampton, a right-handed hitter against the righty Rolfes. Runner on at third is Owen Tripp. One away. Here's the 1-1. This one's hit high into right field. Medium deep right. Should be deep enough. The catch is made. Here comes the runner from third. The relay throw, not in time, as coming home and scoring, sliding in safely, Owen Tripp, as it was a well-thrown ball from Kinney out in right field. But Tripp, with a good speed from third, beats the relay throw home, and now Farmington takes the lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. So a sacrifice fly for Tyler Hampton. And Farmington leads 3-2. All three runs coming here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Farmington had struggled to string together some hits, and then all in a matter of three hitters, they get a walk and back-to-back doubles and take the lead. As the next one misses, back to the backstop, and it's now 2-0 to the nine-hitter Grant Higginbotham, who flew out to center field his last time around. Rolfes now back in the windup finally into his motion. 2-0 is a fastball that catches the zone, and it's now 2-1. So two hits in the inning and a walk and a sac fly counts for three runs. This one's hit well up the third baseline. Altman knocks it down. Long throw to first is in time. And no, it's not in time, as Hazer looks like just came off the bag, and he can't believe it. And now Jamie Stokes getting a little excited over there in the Winfield dugout. So the call is safe. I don't know what the call would be there. I'll give him an infield single, as that one was a hard hit ball, and it was good speed. Altman with a throw across the diamond, a bouncer. Hazer did all he could, but just could not quite keep a base occupied. And now the runner will attempt to steal second base, and he'll get in there sliding safely as Higginbotham puts himself in scoring position with a swipe of the second base bag. And looked like there was a collision there between the second baseman Moody and the runner Higginbotham, and both coaches of Farmington going out there having a quick check on him, just making sure he's all right. Looks like Higginbotham is okay. Tough collision there, though. Just both guys going for the same spot, and something's got to give there. And what ended up giving was Higginbotham a little bit. As I think Moody might have taken the brunt of it, though. He was the one catching the slide, more or less, but regardless, we resume action with a runner on at second in scoring position. Two outs. Count is 0-1. As Grimes swings at the high fastball and can't connect. And so it's 0-2. Grimes is 0-2 on the day. Tried to reach on a bunt and then flew out to left field last time. Base hit here would likely score a run, though. 0-2. Curveball hit into shallow on the infield. First baseman Hazer ranges over, and he pulls it in for the third out of the inning. But not before Farmington strikes for three runs in the frame, and they now take the lead. It's 3-2 here in the fifth. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI as we've got Farmington and Winfield playing in the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament here from, I already said it, but I'll say it again, Wilson Rozier Park here in Farmington, Missouri. Beautiful day. Cannot complain about the weather a lick. It's 68 degrees and sunny as far as the eye can see, but we've got a new pitcher out on the mound for Farmington after having taken the lead in the last half. 3-2 the score now in favor of the Knights. And it's going to be Zach Grimes who takes to the mound as the new pitcher. And, of course, the pitching change is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all. Located on Walker Drive in Farmington, Midwest Sports Center. So Zach Grimes takes over. He has a 3.73 ERA on the year and has appeared in four games so far. Actually, I misspoke. It's a 6.22 ERA for Grimes as he'll deliver a called strike to the batter, the leadoff hitter, Elliot Stetson, and actually it's 0-2. Boy, I'm trying to get caught up here. 0-2, swing and a miss. Strike three as Stetson climbs the ladder on a high fastball, and Stetson cannot catch up as that'll be a strikeout there for Grimes to the first batter he faces. And so with one away, that'll turn the lineup over as Cody Kyman will dig in for his third plate appearance. Singled and scored his last time around as Grimes kicks and fires. This one's off the end of the bat, a broken bat, grounded to short, but Higginbotham cannot make the play as that one rolls right past him and into the outfield. And so that'll be an error on the shortstop, and that'll give Winfield's a sign of life here as they get a runner on. As moving over to play left field is Riesinger. Get you an update on who is in right field momentarily. As digging in now is the second hitter, Ian Pruitt, for Winfield. He is 1-for-1 on the day. Drew a walk his first time around, came around to score. And then singled his last time through as the first pitch to him misses on a fastball in the outside half, and it's 1-0. Reminder that baseball here on KREI is brought to you in part by Comtray, Twin City Toyota, and the YMCA of Jefferson County. I believe it's Comtray, actually, so I might have said that wrong. I'll be honest, words are hard sometimes. 1-0, pickoff move to first, but the runner's back in easily. As Grimes peers in, right-handed pitcher against the right-handed hitting Pruitt. Another pickoff move sends Kyman back in safely. Keeping close tabs of the leadoff hitter there, Kyman. As I mentioned, he's got four stolen bases on the year. Grimes sets and fires. A swing and a miss as Pruitt gets jammed on the inside fastball, and he couldn't quite swing the bat through the zone to make contact. Count evens now at 1-1. As Grimes comes set and delivers, this one is hit high into shallow right. And sprinting out and making the grab is Pierce, the second baseman. As the right fielder is Owen Tripp, as he has moved from the pitcher's mound to right field. He was coming in, but Pierce went out and he made the grab for out number two, and so with two away, that'll bring up the three-hitter, Cale Kraus, for his... It's just not Cale Kraus, excuse me. It's Jacob Rolfes for his third at-bat. And the first pitch from Grimes stays high, and it's laid off on a slider, and it's 1-0. Rolfes dropped down a beautifully placed bunt single his last time around. As Grimes comes set, here's the 1-0. Off the end of the bat and fouled off the catcher, Sylvie. And that one, it's not going to feel all that great. But he seems to be all right. The home plate umpire taking a stroll out to the mound to give the catcher a moment to collect himself. Sylvie looks to be all right back there behind the dish, though. So Grimes trying to put up a zero after Farmington has taken the lead. 1-1 pitch. Is a check swing foul ball back to the screen. As I don't know that Rolfes wanted to commit to that pitch, but unfortunately He did, and as a result, he made contact, sent it back to the screen. Count now 1-2, two away. Runner on at first is Cody Kiman, who reached on an error. The 1-2 is a high fastball. Now a back pick to first, and they've got Kiman caught in a pickle. And it's now Pierce. He'll run it back to first. Now Mattingly's got it, running him to second. And now Kiman will slip, lose his footing, and be tagged out, as that is not the way that Winfield wanted that sequence to go, as they go down without much of an offensive threat. They got a runner on an error, but nothing to show for it as Farmington holds the lead 3-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Up next, right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
We're back here at the Wilson-Rozier Park in Farmington, Missouri. I'm Brandon Pavlina as we have the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament on hand here this afternoon. Farmington leads Winfield here in this one 3-2 as we enter the bottom of the fifth inning. And a reminder that baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, Home Pools and Spas, and Mineral Area College. And it's a new pitcher out on the mound for Winfield, as it is the newly entered number 12, and that is Lane Weber, as he moves from center field to the pitcher's mound, and he'll take over. As Weber, a lanky right-handed pitcher, and he'll be tasked with keeping the score right where it is, as it'll be Pierce to lead it off, 2-3-4, Pierce, Krause, and Sylvie to the plate for Farmington in the inning. But on the season, Weber with a 9.0 ERA in seven innings of work, just two strikeouts, and the first pitch to Pierce misses, so it's 1-0. As Weber delivers, and that one misses on the outside half, and so it's 2-0 now. We'll tell you who took over out there in center field when I can get a look at the jersey number. As Weber kicks and fires, and that one catches the zone, and it's now 2-1. Would venture a guess it might be Rolfus out there, but no guarantees just yet. 2-1 is high and laid off, and it's 2-2. Or 3-1, rather, excuse me. Hunter Pierce on today, doubled his last time around. Looking for more of the same. Here's the 3-1. And that one misses. Pierce thought it caught the corner. He started walking to third, then he stopped and went back, but the umpire did not call a strike, and so Pierce will draw a walk, and he'll be on at first. As Cale Krause will stride in, looking for his first hit of the day, 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout looking. But, of course, the pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington, as Cole Krause drops down a bunt attempt right back to the pitcher, but it does the job as Pierce is able to advance safely to second base. So it's a sack bunt back to the mound, and now a runner's in scoring position out at second with only one away, and it'll be 4-5-6. Sylvie, Mattingly, and Blue due up, as Sylvie will be the first to face Weber. Righty-righty matchup, and it's a big bending sliding curve, but it misses well off the outside half, and it's 1-0. Sylvie with a pair of flyouts, One to center, one to right. As Weber comes set, he looks back at second and delivers. Fastball low, but it's kept in front by Kyman. And it moves it now to 2-0. Reminder of our hearing care partners' upcoming broadcast. They listen so you can hear. We'll have coverage of the second game of Farmington right after the conclusion of this one. Matt Greenwood will have the call of that one, and we'll see if Farmington can get a victory here in game one to build up some momentum heading into that second game. Sylvie back into the box. Weber comes set and delivers that one in there for a called strike, and it's now 3-1. So Weber giving up the leadoff walk, then a bunt attempt, move the runner to second base. And so with one away, Sylvie looking to drive in a run. 3-1 pitch, misses low, ball four. And so it's two walks in the inning now. And that'll put runners on at first and second. And that'll bring up Jason Mattingly. And now a pinch runner being called upon as it'll be number 11. Seth Heberle for the Farmington Knights as Heberle goes into pinch run at first base. And so that'll bring up Jason Mattingly, who is 0-for-1. He drew a walk and came around to score his last time. As the first pitch misses on the outside half, and it's 1-0. Mattingly entered the day with a .245 batting average. Two runners on. Ball in the gap could really help out the cause for the Knights here late in the game as another one misses there. Sometimes Weber has, you know, dipped down a little bit with that delivery and almost throw it like a sidearm action. That time it just missed. And that one, fastball catches the zone. Throw back to first. Not in time, but close. As that one just almost got the runner off of first, but not quite. And so count remains 2-1 with one away. Runners on at first and second as Weber comes set. And that one runs off the outside half and it misses for a ball, and it's now 3-1. So we'll see, maybe three walks here in the frame for Weber. He's already walked two. On that second is Pierce. 3-1, bouncer laid off, ball four, and indeed, three walks here in the inning will load the bases, and that's going to send out the head coach, Jamie Soakes, and that's going to allow us to take a McDonald's fast break. 30-second fast break is brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast where fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg, another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. McDonald's fast break, 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome back to Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI. As I want to remind you, let's take a look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard update. As Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Scoreboard check, Farmington on top here, 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they have the bases loaded with only one out. And it looks like it is going to be a pitching change for Winfield. So we'll take a timeout yet again. When we come back, we'll resume action and let you know who the new pitcher is out there on the mound. We'll be right back here on KREI.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back to Wilson Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI as we've got the Farmington Knights taking on the Winfield Warriors here in the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. Farmington leading here 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and a new pitcher out on the mound for Winfield after three walks in the frame for Weber. And it's going to be Lane Moody who takes over. This is his first appearance of the season on the mound, so couldn't really ask for a more difficult spot to be called upon in the first appearance of the year. And bases loaded with only one out. And to the plate, Noah Blue as he digs in. Right-handed hitter against the righty pitcher. First pitch misses the outside half, and it's 1-0. So Moody, a right-handed pitcher, pitching out of the windup here with the bases loaded. As Blue digs back in, 1-0 is high for a ball, and it's 2-0. A relatively unorthodox pitching style there for Moody. Is almost like a sidearm slingshot kind of action from the windup. 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. It's not necessarily sidearm, but it kind of comes over the top, and then he whips it around almost. Hides the ball well. As he kicks, here's the 2-1. That one stays up, and it's now 3-1, and another ball here would walk in a run. So Blue looking to get on any way he can. 3-1 pitch is on its way. This one is popped high, drifting out to shallow center, and an infield fly will be called. And an infield fly is the call. But it's going to result in some bizarre play as now all the runners will advance safely as the ball was dropped on the infield by the second baseman, Rolfes. But because it was an infield fly, the batter was out automatically. The runners don't have to advance. So everybody took off, all the runners took off on the play. And so, indeed, they are going to say that Blue is out on an infield fly. And now Jamie Stokes out having a chat with the umpire. My only concern would be if the umpire did not make a call to say infield fly, because if there was no call made, then that would be the issue. But Jamie giving a nod of approval, looks like he is okay with the call. So, crazy sequence. Infield fly was the call. So every runner did not have to advance, but players didn't really realize that, and so everybody took off once the ball hit the dirt. And Winfield was throwing the ball around thinking they had force plays, but nothing to show for it. So a run scores on the infield fly, and it's now 4-2 with two outs. And that brings to the plate Owen Tripp for his third plate appearance. You always love when you have one of those bizarre situations unfold right in the middle of the game at an important junction. 0-1 is hammered to right field. Going back on it is Kinney, and he'll range over and make the catch for out number three. Boy, he had to go a long way to get to that one, but he pulls it in. And that's out number three, but Farmington strikes again as they push across a run on a wacky play on the infield fly, and they now lead 4-2 as we head to the sixth. We'll be back right after this on KREI.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style in the Toyota Corolla hatchback with a sleek exterior and a sporty interior. The Toyota Corolla hatchback is the epitome of style. Turn up your fun in the Toyota Camry. Blast your favorite beats in the Toyota Camry with Apple CarPlay Standard. Turn up your comfort in the Toyota Highlander. With up to 8 available seats, you can seat the entire family with space to spare. Turn up your traction in the Toyota RAV4. Thanks to available all-wheel drive, when the pavement ends, your journey begins. Turn up your adrenaline in the Toyota Tacoma. Head out on the trail and take on the outdoors in the exciting and robust Tacoma. This spring, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Apps and services subject to change at any time without notice. Data charges may apply. Apple CarPlay functionality requires a compatible iPhone tethered with an approved data cable into the USB media port. Apple CarPlay is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Thanks for tuning in here this afternoon for the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. Farmington taking on Winfield here in Game 1. We'll have coverage of the second game following the conclusion of this first game. But the Farmington Knights tacked on another one on a weird play in the last half inning. It was an infield fly with the bases loaded, but the ball was not caught, and it dropped in, and all the runners took off when the ball hit the ground, and Winfield thought they had a force play, and they were throwing the ball around, looking to try to get somebody out on a force, but wasn't one to speak up because of the infield fly. So a run came across to score, and it's a 4-2 lead for Farmington here in the top of the sixth inning. And the leadoff hitter in the inning will be Jacob Rolfes. He is 1-for-2 on the day with a bunt, single, and a strikeout. And Grimes is still out there on the mound. And the second pitch is hammered through the left side of the infield. And Rolfes will be on with a leadoff single here in the frame as he punched that one right between the shortstop and the third baseman, Higginbotham and Hampton, as Higginbotham left his feet to try to get to it, but just could not quite stretch out far enough. And so with the leadoff man on, that brings up a dangerous hitter in the form of Colin Sutton. He's got two RBIs on the day, so he's drove in both runs for Winfield. First time was an RBI double, and the second time was a ground out where a run came home. And the first pitch is a curveball that stays up and out of the zone. Dangerous location, but it's laid off. And so it's 1-0. As Grimes looks back at first, he comes set, he kicks and fires. This one is hit high into center field. Coming in is Blue, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Had a long way to go to get to that one, as that one really hung up there for quite some time, but Blue able to track it all the way. And so with one away, a big out right there as Lane Weber will stride to the box now. Big right-handed hitter. The runner on at first in the form of Rolfes. Grimes looking for another zero. As he kicks and fires, and a curveball that stayed on the inside halves will be taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. So now the Warriors working with only a few outs here late in this one. And a swing and a miss there as Weber comes up empty on the outside half. Down to their final five outs here. As Rolfes takes a look back over at first base. And a foul ball is the delivery there from Grimes. Could not be kept fair by the hitter Weber, and so it moves now to 1-2 with one away. A runner on at first. Just a beautiful, picturesque afternoon for baseball here from Wilson-Rozier Park. After the game, well, as the next pitch is swung on and missed, and so that is going to be strike three for Grimes as he racks up his second strikeout. And Weber goes down swinging for the second out. And so with two away, that'll bring up Brandon Hazer for his third plate appearance. Struck out his first time around, then grounded out to the second baseman his last time. Left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher. And the fastball on the first pitch stays inside, and it's laid off, and it's 1-0. I want to remind you that Baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Bloomsdale Bank, Patsy's Furniture, Presbyterian Manor, and Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. 1-0 is hit high into left field. Drifting back on it is Riesinger, and he spins around and makes an acrobatic catch. And boy, that would have saved a couple of runs there, at least one. But what a play deep into left field for Riesinger. Spinning around, he pulls it in, and that'll do it for the top of the sixth. As we move now to the bottom of the sixth inning, coming up next right here on KREI.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
We're back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlini here on KREI. We've got the Farmington Woodbat Tournament here this afternoon, and Farmington taking on Winfield here in Game 1. And Farmington leads here late in this one. It's the bottom of the sixth inning, and Farmington on top 4-2. Reminder that after the game on the Home and Pools and Spas postgame show, we'll bring you the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game, the Patsy's Furniture play of the game, and the Applebee's player of the game. As the first pitch is fouled off to the right side, and it'll be 0-1 to the leadoff hitter in the frame, Jason Mattingly. Actually, it's not Mattingly. Tyler Hampton. Thought I saw 34 on the back, but maybe the sun in my eyes all game is starting to get to me. It's 29, not 34. 0-1 is hit high on the infield. Right there for it is Moody. And he'll pull it in for the first out of the inning. So pop up right back to the pitcher, Moody, and with one away, that'll bring up the nine hitter, Grant Higginbotham, for his third plate appearance, and he is 1-for-2 on the day. Flew out in his first time around and singled his last time through. As Moody delivers, and that one is in there for a called strike, it's 0-1. Top of the order looms on deck, and Grimes. Oh, and Tripp got the start today, and he really pitched well. Four strong innings. This one is roped into left field, and it's past the left fielder. Actually, left fielder knocked it down for a moment, but able to hustle through and getting to second base. Standing up is Grant Higginbotham as he gets his second hit of the day. And it's a double with one away as he'll put himself in scoring position on a ball that he laced into the left center field gap, and the left fielder Stetson was able to hustle out and knock it down, but in doing so, he overran the ball because he had to knock it down to save it from getting out to the wall. So Stetson knocked it down, but by the time that he recovered to get to the ball, Higginbotham was strolling into second base, and that's where he stands in scoring position with one out as the lineup turns over and Zach Grimes digs in. And he'll swing and miss at the first pitch he sees from Moody, and it's 0-1. And a nice off-speed sliding pitch there on the inside half that Moody just waved right around, or rather Grimes. As Moody delivers, a changeup is popped up on the infield, and Moody's going to roll over and make the grab yet again. So doing mostly it himself this inning with a couple of pop-outs right back to the pitcher. For both outs in the frame. And so with two away now, that'll bring up the two-hitter, Hunter Pierce, for his fourth plate appearance. He's 1-for-2 on the day, doubled, drew a walk, and scored a run. also grounded out to the shortstop, but a chance to drive home one more with a runner on at second base. And a chopper to short, fielded on a hop by Pruitt, and he has no play at first as he kind of did like a pump fake over toward the third base bag, even though Altman wasn't covering. And I think that alone just gave the runner enough time to hustle down the first base line, so call it an infield single. And so now runners on the corners at first and second, or first and third, with two outs. As that'll bring up Cale Krause with a chance to add on another run here. And now they get the runner caught in a pickle, but the runner from third crosses the plate. So it was a double steal there. And now the runner is caught and tagged out. But on the play, they were able to push across a run. They stole from first, threw down to second. The runner from third took off, came across to score before they could tag the runner out. So Farmington tacks on another. It's now 5-2 as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Welcome back to Wilson-Rozier Park. I'm Brandon Pavlina here on KREI, bringing you the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament here this afternoon. And Farmington leads this one here in the top of the seventh inning, 5-2. Scored three runs back in the fourth, and then the last two have come in relatively unorthodox fashion. But nonetheless, you take them however you can get them in this game. And obviously now Farmington leading is... Grimes back out to try to shut the door here in the last inning as the first pitch misses and it's ball one. As Grimes kicks and fires, and this one is hit well into left field, and that'll drop in for a base hit as it'll be Michael Kinney who leads off the inning with a single, and so perhaps some life here for Winfield. Late in the game as they get their leadoff batter on base. And so we will see if perhaps they've got something in the works here as Lane Moody will dig in for his third at-bat. A couple of strikeouts on the ledger to this point. And they are able to pick off the runner from first base as the pitch was in there for a called strike. And it was a back pick behind the bag at first base. As McKinney got caught hanging, and he gets picked off. How about that? What a way to get the first out of the inning. A great reaction by Sylvie behind the plate to throw a strike. And so with one away now, the next pitch is a swinging strike at a high fastball as Moody can't connect there, and it's 0-2. Yeah, there's been some weird plays here these last couple innings. 0-2, chopper up the third baseline, but whether it was the infield fly, the first and third double steal to score a run, or a little back pick action right there. I guess the last one not so weird. I caught my foot in my mouth a little bit. 0-2. Foul back to the screen right in front of us here. Reminder, the Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. 0-2 is popped up on the infield as Grimes will make the catch. And so with that, now two are away here in the top of the seventh inning. And the last chance will be Elliot Stetson. As he'll dig in, he's 0 for 2 on the day with a ground out and a strikeout. A reminder that Baseball on KREI is brought to you in part by Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration, Mario's Italia, McDonald's, and the Doe Run Company. First pitch, a called strike, 0-1. And the second pitch swung on and missed, as now Winfield finds themselves down to their final strike. Grimes into his motion, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, as that'll do it, as Grimes gets the swinging strikeout to end it, and Farmington gets the victory in game one of the Farmington Woodbat Tournament over Winfield. Final score, 5-2. An impressive performance by Farmington here today. And we will name our drive of the game, play of the game, player of the game, all and more coming up on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show next, right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2,700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
That gives so many chances to win.
No way.
Even at work.
I love it already.
Time for another Spring Ka-Ching keyword. Alpha Media is giving away $1,000 each weekday through today. The keyword this hour is courtesy of National Fence and Gate for all your livestock fencing, locally owned and operated. Go to MIMOinfo.com and enter the keyword toast. Once again, the keyword is toast. This is a nationwide contest open to U.S. residents 18 years or older. Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Rolfus kicks and fires. This one's hit hard, and it's down into the right field corner for a base hit. Rounding first and heading for second. And now Tripp will pull into second base with an RBI double as Noah Blue scores standing up. And it's now tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. That's your Patsy's Furniture play of the game as Owen Tripp was able to drive a ball into the right center field gap, and that tied the score at 2-2. And then eventually Tripp came around to score the go-ahead run in the inning, and the Knights never looked back as they added on a couple of more and ultimately came out with the victory 5-2 here in this one. And so the Patsy's Furniture play of the game goes to Owen Tripp. You'll love a shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And also the drive of the game, we're going to go ahead and give it to Owen Tripp as well for that very same play, because truth be told, later on in the game, the offense came in rather unorthodox fashion. So the drive of the game, the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game, also going there to Owen Tripp, as he had just a great game both at the plate, obviously driving in the tying run, scoring the go-ahead run, and then also had a great outing on the mound. And so the Gilster Mary Lee driver of the game. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. And, of course, out of the Applebee's player of the game, Applebee's doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's in Farmington. Although it's pretty easy to pick that one. Obviously, you give him the drive of the game, you give him the play of the game, you're going to name Owen Tripp the player of the game, as he really just had a strong outing on the mound and then able to come up with a big hit when the team needed it. So how about that? Player of the game goes to Owen Tripp, who went four innings, two earned runs, racked up a handful of strikeouts, and then had the tying hit and scored the game-winning run. So great job by Owen here tonight in this one, or this afternoon, rather. A couple other big performances. Noah Blue went two for two, actually two for three. He singled, doubled, scored a run. And he did have the infield fly that scored a run, but no RBI on that one for him. Jason Mattingly drew two walks. And Hunter Pierce went two for three. He singled, doubled, drew a walk, scored a run. And Grant Higginbotham at the bottom of the order also had a nice day. Two hits for him, single, a double, stolen base, and a flyout. So some good offensive performances for the Knights today. And the Winfield Warriors got off to a fast start. They took the lead early on an RBI double by Colin Sutton, but Sutton was held in check for the rest of the game. He did drive home both runs for Winfield with a pair of RBIs and a double, but really the offense was there early for Winfield, and they struggled offensively late, just couldn't quite find their footing. And so, obviously, Farmington able to hold on and get the victory there. So, great performance here tonight. I'm kind of waiting to see. I don't know that we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Hibbets because he's out there on the field right now getting the field ready because they're pretty much turning right back around and playing this one. So we'll see if we can perhaps get him on here, but I don't know that we will be able to. We will have the call of the next game coming up here in about 30, 45 minutes or so for game two with Farmington. So let's go ahead. Let's take another minute timeout, two-minute timeout here, and we'll see if we can go ahead and get Coach Hibbets. And if not, then we will sign off, and we will bring you the post-game interview with Coach Hibbets on the web at MIMOinfo.com. And we will play it for you perhaps later or before the second game. So quick timeout. We'll come back, and we'll see if we can get Coach Hibbets. If not, then we will take another timeout, and then we'll bring you the second game. So we'll talk to you here in a moment right here on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Welcome back here at Wilson-Rozier Park. Brandon Pavlina, Farmington taking the victory 5-2 over Winfield here in the first game that they play in the Farmington Woodbat Tournament. So Coach Hibbett's still getting the field prepared, so we're not going to get a chance to talk to him here live on the air, but we will bring you a post-game interview with him on the web. And, of course, Mike Greenwood will have a chance to catch up with Coach just before the start of Game 2. So stay tuned for that after Farmington got a great victory here in the first game. They're playing well. They're playing, hitting the ball well with these wood bats, so we'll see if they can keep it going in Game 2. So about a half hour from now, we'll bring you the Fleegs pregame equipment show right here on KREI. And so we will talk to you shortly to bring you the second game here of Farmington from the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. So that's going to do it for me, Brandon Pavlina, talking to you here on KREI. Hope you guys all enjoy the broadcast. One final time, Farmington gets the victory 5-2 over Winfield. And our player of the game, our Applebee's player of the game, is Owen Tripp. I'll talk to you all soon right here on KREI.